Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, a little under the weather today, but hey, we're going to push on through. It is Monday, October 27th, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. TwitPic. Yeah, we all remember using that in our infant days of Twitter. Well, we thought for a while it was going away, and then they said, no, it's going to be saved. And then it was going to go away, and then it was going to be saved, and then it was going to go away. And we were thinking, what are we going to do with all our pictures that are there? Well, in the 11th hour, Twitter itself stepped in to save TwitPic. So it will not be deleting its substantial archive of tweeted pictures after all. The TwitPic domain and photo archives are being transferred over to Twitter, so the site will remain active indefinitely. However, the site will no longer be able to be used, so it's now just an archive. So all of you that thought, hey, those drunken pictures of me at that frat party that were put up on TwitPic, I don't have to worry about it anymore. Yeah, you do. Seems a lot of establishments are becoming a bit of anti-Apple Pay over the weekend. Walmart, Best Buy, CVS, and a bunch of others decided to block Apple Pay by modifying their terminals to block NFC payments. Now you're thinking, that's kind of a dumb move. Why would they be wanting to do such a thing? Well, they wanted to block this due to an alternate solution a group of retailers is working on right now called CurrentC. What is Currency? Currency is a mobile payment wallet that is built by a group of retailers that formed way back in 2012. How is it used? A QR code. Now, Currency isn't launching until next year, but it appears that they're going to be avoiding at all costs that little thing called NFC. There's a lot of companies on board with this. 7-Eleven, Kohl's, Lowe's, Dunkin' Donuts, Sam's Club, Sears, Kmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, Banana Republic, Stop & Shop, Wendy's. There's so many out there that it just seems so anti-Apple right now. In fact, there's 110,000 retailers across the U.S. right now that are on board with this instead of Apple Pay. So we've got a mobile payment war going on. Is it going to be Currency or Apple Pay? All I know right now is, once again, it's the consumer that's caught up in the mess, and the only person I can see winning right now are the banks. On with more Apple news. I guess it really wasn't the best weekend for Apple. According to the Wall Street Journal, iTunes revenue has rapidly declined around 13 to 14% over the course of the past 10 months. So what's causing the decline in downloaded music? Streaming. Yes, the cheap services that are out there. But investors probably need not worry. Remember, Apple did buy Beats just earlier this year for $3 billion. Of course, that came with those nice pair of headphones too, didn't it? Of course, with all the rumors of iTunes being integrated pretty soon, probably next year we're hearing, into Beats Music, I'm sure Apple won't feel the pinch of declining sales from iTunes much longer. Google. You think it's all about work, right? No, not for this executive. A Google senior executive decided to go for a world record over the weekend. He took a helium-filled balloon more than 135,000 feet in the deserts of Roswell. No, not looking for aliens, but decided to jump from the thing. That's right, he cut the cord and he recorded a speed of 822 miles per hour. He even caused a sonic boom. He glided back to Earth about some 15 minutes after starting his free fall and touched down safely. According to the New York Times, Allen said, "It was amazing, man." I don't know if that's what he sounded like, but he sounds like a Daredevil type, so that we're going to go with it.
"It was beautiful. You could see the darkness of space, man. You could see the layers of the atmosphere. It was like totally far out."
No word why Allen really felt like he needed to do such a thing. My mind probably is he just wants to end up as a Google Doodle. Bitly, yes, the URL shrinking service. You've been having a little bit of problems with that, like saying, "Hey, this is malware. This is mean stuff. You don't want to go here." Well, you're not alone. It seems that many internet users are being greeted with the following message when they use Chrome or Firefox. The site ahead contains malware. Attackers currently on Bitly might attempt to install dangerous programs on your computer that steal or delete your information. However, though, the links are working just fine on Safari and Internet Explorer. Although it does seem now, as we're coming to press this show for you, they seem to be working fine again on Firefox as well. So it's just Google. Google, what's your problem? Google says, "Bitly is listed as suspicious for us. Visiting this website may harm your computer. Part of the site was listed for suspicious activity over 31 times for the past 90 days. Google went on to say that 669 pages resulted in malicious software being downloaded and installed without the user's consent. They're saying while the bit.ly links are still being blocked by Chrome, you should have no problem using the newly created links starting today, as they will be using bit.ly.com.
Seems a little suspicious, doesn't it? It's only Google now?
Bet Google has an ad shortening URL service coming here pretty soon, don't you think? And I bet there's ads attached to it too. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Italy hopes that you not only enjoy their spaghetti and meatballs, but they hope you enjoy their free public Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Italian government's saying, hey, we've got a bit of a sluggish economy here. How are we going to push tourism? Cut taxes? Well, that's a good idea.
No.
Over 100 legislators have proposed spending 5 million euros over the next 3 years to help install giant hotspots of Wi-Fi all throughout the country. They're hoping that it could help visitors, many of whom otherwise stay offline during their stays. Hey, personally, I never stay offline. I'm always online, no matter how much my bill data charge is. Now, will this work to actually help the economy? I can't see the person that's, you know, sitting there on Facebook right outside the Prada store going, yeah, all this free internet, yeah, that makes me want to buy that bag. And finally, religion. No, don't go away. No. It's all good. This one's good. Jediism. You're thinking, that ain't a religion. Well, 390,122 Brits declared their religion as Jediism in the last census. Now, yes, probably a lot of this is a joke. However, though, according to BBC reports and a Cambridge University faculty researcher, they estimate at least 2,000 of them are actually genuine. In fact, the Church of Jediism now has officially over 200,000 members worldwide. Now, Jediism is, according to their religion, it's a combination of Buddhism, Catholicism, and samurai. According to a former priest and psychotherapist writer Mark Vernon, he finds real power in the Jedi story. The reason it's so powerful and universal that we have to find ourselves by losing ourselves and identifying with something greater than the Jedi myth that we find fuller in life. Hey, I'm all for it. If it brings people together in happiness and harmony, hey, what harm can come from it, right? Although there is part of me that says Yoda's probably back in the corner going,
Yes, the Force is working. Very good. The Force is working.
If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget, we got BTN Live tonight. We got the pocket show coming your way, 7 p.m. UK time. Alan Howshells is going to be there. Of course, your host, Paul Wheatley, is going to be on board as well. Allison Sheridan also might be popping by. Yes, the pocket show. Tune in tonight. All your little gadgets and gizmos and computer thingies that fit right in your pocket, you'll want to tune in tonight. 7 p.m. UK time right here on BTN Live. That's going to do it for today's edition of the news show. Don't worry, though. We'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do what you can with your Monday. I know Monday sucks, but try to have a good day. And thank you so much for listening.